Hello, it's Peter Wright and Kathleen Beauvais with another episode of The Yakking Show, The Harmony, Your Path to Wholeness channel. We lead you along that path to wholeness with expert guests who will help you in many aspects of your life. Today is no exception, but first let's introduce co-host Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Peter. Thank you so much. And thank you also very much for tuning in to our show. We so appreciate having you. And like Peter said, we have another special guest with us today. We are so privileged to welcome Yana Barrett, all the way from New Zealand. Hello, Yana. How are you?
Hello, Kathleen and Peter. So lovely of you to have me here today. That's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, wonderful. So
you're welcome.
Yana helps women over 50 unleash the true power of their body to move with freedom, pain-free, and without a gym. She is a certified TechFit instructor and a strength and conditioning coach. Yana, let's just jump right in. Can you please explain what TechFit is all about and how specifically it can help women over 50 get in better condition?
Thank you for the lovely introduction, Kathleen. So TechFit has been named the world's smartest workout, and it is an integrated, holistic fitness system that is designed for human optimization. So that's kind of the fancy fitness jargon. But ultimately, it is a very easy way how to get fit. So TechFit uses 20-minute, safely challenging interval sessions mixed with mobility. So it is designed to kind of tap into the innate fitness potential all of us have. And it is designed to help us move freely with no pain. And it's using a slightly unconventional fitness tools as well. So unlike the kind of 45-minute CrossFit session or gym sessions, it's 20-minute workouts using very potent, unconventional tools like club bells, kettlebells, steel mace, and then a little bit of body weight work as well.
Interesting. So, Yana, on your website, you talk about traditional exercises can leave you being burnt out. Why do you say that?
So, and I have gone through the kind of traditional weightlifting as well in the past. So I have the kind of the privilege to have experienced a lot of different fitness styles and to suss out how those fitness styles have helped me in real life, because I'm not interested in building muscles for show. All I'm interested in is so I can go for a walk when I want to, I can surf for as long as I want to, I can keep up with my active kids, I can do a couple of hours of gardening if I want. I want a fitness system or exercise that will help me be fit for life, for anything that life throws at me, whatever that might be for me or for anyone else out there. So traditional weightlifting has been really designed for bodybuilders. It's a very two-dimensional form of exercise. You know, like I used to deadlift a lot and I was really strong and I lifted heavy weights, but it didn't get me fit for surfing. Because when you think about surfing, it is such a kind of movement that is in flow, and you need to kind of move in very complex ways. When you think about, you know, pressing something overhead or deadlifting or squatting something, it's very two-dimensional. When you're riding, when you have to pop up on a surfboard and ride down a wave and then feel the wave and go up and down, that is such a different movement. So I needed exercise that will help me get fitter for complex movements, and that it will allow me to tap into the potential of my body, because the human body has been designed. It's a marvel. It is an absolute marvel. It can move in so many ways. We have so much mobility and potential, but I think the traditional kind of weightlifting doesn't really tap into that potential. And and I was always injured. I was always had a lot of tension in the body. I was always stiff. I was achy. It just I kind of felt strong in terms of my muscles, but I didn't feel strong because I was achy all the time.
Right.
So a lot of these the equipment that you talk about, the mace and the kettlebells, from what I could see on your website, these movements are actually very fluid movements. They're very So there's not just pick up, bring down, pick up, bring down. I can't demonstrate obviously here, but it's more of a if is that right? And that's the whole point of this particular type of exercise.
It is because when you think about your daily life, unless you need to pick up a couple of bags of groceries, most of your human movement, it is a very flowy movement. And the kind of the flow will probably answer your other question that you said you asked about how these tools can help women get fit. And I know that from experience, and men, I coach men as well. So men kind of really like this type of movement too. Women really respond and enjoy more flowy movements because we enjoy dance, you know, women and men too, and enjoy yoga. And I think that is a very lovely way to move, and you're kind of exploring all of the different possibilities of movement. And it's just a little bit more interesting, you know, than just kind of robotically lifting weights at the gym. And I have nothing against gym work either. Some people really enjoy it, some people get phenomenal results from it. It's just really wasn't for me. So I like the fact that I can offer my clients an alternative if that's not for them. And let's not forget that most women find gyms a rather intimidating space. A lot of women don't enjoy gyms, and I have actually coached many men who also don't like gyms and the environment. There's a lot of people out there who prefer exercising outdoors, and these tools are very portable. It's very hard to take a big barbell with you with massive plates, but you can chuck your mace in the back of the car and go to the beach, or just go into your garden, go into onto the deck, and it's a lot more portable. And I think, you know, we're not spending enough time outdoors, and having the option to
How did
exercise
Tech
outdoors
Fit
is wonderful.
originate?
So TechFit was developed in the 1990s by a wonderful man called Scott Sonnen, and it was originally developed for the tactical community. So soldiers, firemen, policemen. So Scott has observed that the tactical community has a very shortened lifespan because of stress. And often they have lots of pain. So, like for firemen, they always have a lot of neck pain from the heavy helmets. Policemen get a lot of hip issues because of the very heavy belts where they have guns, handcuffs, you know, they have a lot of stuff around their hips. And so he has observed that they just need a very specific type of training where they can do lots of mobility and a very functional, again, very functional strength training that is equipping them for the job they have to do. Because when you think about firemen, they have to do so many different things, crawling through places, going, you know, up the stairs, and traditional weightlifting is not really helping them for those complex movements again. And it's about mobility, and it's about recovery as well from the stress of the job.
So how often would you suggest they do these types of exercises?
So more than how often, it's about how intensely you exercise. So I have in the past have done TechFit workouts 5 days a week, or you can really do them every single day if you want to. It's about how intensely you exercise. So if you're keeping your workout in that kind of moderate or even gentle heart rate, then you can do that every single day because it is not loading your, it's not stressing your body to a point where you need to have a recovery day. You can do it twice a week, you can do it 3 times a week, 5 times a week. It's really about looking at your training cycle and then weaving the intensity, because you can't go hard out all the time, especially if when we are in midlife, we need slightly more recovery. And there is a lot of research coming out that women in midlife benefit more from moderate intensity workouts rather than really pushing into the very high intensity training sessions. So, and you know, if you don't increase your heart rate over 80% of your maximum heart rate, you can exercise every single day. I mean, our body's made to be moving, but it's just that once you're tipping into that very high intensity, that you know, starts a lot of biological processes in your body from which you have to recover for a day or two.
So this is both a cardio as well as strength or muscle toning.
So that's probably what I love about the TechFit workouts the most, that rather than doing lots of different things, within that 20 minutes, you're working on your mobility, on your flexibility, on your endurance, power, you're building strength, you're building cardiovascular fitness. It is such a lovely combination because TechFit uses six different timers. So each timer is kind of tapping into a slightly different metabolic system. You know, there is the 4x4, which is you exercising for 4 minutes, four exercises. So that's a little bit more endurance. You go slightly slower. Then there is the 20-10, which is like 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. So that's more faster recovery. You go, you know, there's a little bit more cardiovascular response. So you can kind of weave the intensity throughout the week or your training cycle and tap into all of these human optimization kind of systems, really, for the
Interesting.
ultimate kind of strength and fitness. And it's 20 minutes. It's just 20 minutes.
Love that.
So you, Yana, you don't recommend then, or it's not essential that people doing your exercises also walk or run or swim or anything like that. That's obviously optional, but it's not necessary.
No, it's not unless that's what you want. So there's a group of people who just do TechFit and that's all they do. Or there's also the group of people like me. I use TechFit as a way to stay fit and strong for something else that I enjoy, which
Okay.
is walking, surfing, hiking. You know, where I live, it's a place where we really like to get outdoors. So
I'm sure, yeah.
you can use it for both. Yeah,
Right.
and then you
Right.
just have to kind of cleverly sandwich your training sessions between anything else that you're doing. But you know, walking is always lovely. Walking is great for mental health and de-stressing as well. So yeah, it can be used as a way to condition you for your favorite sport or physical activity. I mean, it could be gardening, it could be a physical job, you know. Tradies need to be very fit. So for them to be using mobility and functional training could be so beneficial. Or equally, you can just have TechFit and that will be absolutely enough. Yeah.
Enough. Okay. That's very interesting. Right. Sorry, Kathleen, back to you.
I heard that you credit this type of exercise as being pivotal in your life. And why is that exactly?
So I used to have a fitness coach and I used to do the traditional weightlifting sessions. But as I said, I was lifting 1.5, you know, times my body weight in deadlifts, and I felt kind of strong, but I had constant tension in my body. I was stiff and I was in my 30s. I was young. And every time I would deadlift, I had an ache in my lower back for days. And I was exhausted. I often was going through days and days of real utter exhaustion. And I was in those days a full-time mother of three children. I couldn't afford to be exhausted. And I was once driving from yet another brutal, punishing gym session where I always was encouraged to lift more and do more. It was always about more. And then I was driving home one day and I thought that there just must be another way. I was so tired already. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning. I was already feeling my lower back was spasming. And I was thinking there just must be another way to exercise to feel good because I wanted exercise that will prepare me for my busy day and make me feel good. I didn't want exercise that would make me exhausted for the rest of the day and possibly popping pills to deal with the pain from the workout. And then one of my colleagues, who was the first person ever to qualify and certify in TechFit in New Zealand, my colleague Craig, I saw him swinging a club bell one day in the gym and I thought, wow, well, that looks so much more exciting than anything I have ever done before. So I booked a session with him and then he introduced me to mobility. And I think that was the aha moment. That was what I was missing from my training. Obviously, I was missing a really high quality functional training, but I was also missing the mobility. So suddenly these simple movements like arm circles and neck circles just got rid of melted away all of the tension, all of the stiffness, and got my body ready for exercise. And from then on, I just never looked back.
Wow, very
Great.
interesting. So, how do you work with your clients, Jana? And do you work with clients all over the world?
Yeah, I do. I'm very fortunate. So I have a face-to-face business here in Wellington. So I have a little private studio in my front yard. So I see our clients here face-to-face, and I coach men face-to-face as well. But online, I coach women only, and I have clients all over the world. I have clients in the United States, Canada, Puerto Rico, Europe, France, UK, yeah, all over the world, Australia, a lot of Australians, yeah. So I'm so fortunate because social media has allowed me to connect with people all over the
Sure.
world. And yeah, so I'm very, yeah, it's a huge
And
privilege to be able to.
do you have a range of courses for people of different ages or different athletic ability or different endurance levels?
Yes, absolutely. So the beauty of functional training is that there's so many different levels of complexity that it really suits anyone. I have people who jump into my online programs who haven't exercised for 20 years. Maybe they just got busy raising families or with their careers. And on the other opposite of the spectrum, I have semi-professional, professional athletes that jump into the same course, and they can both get a lot out of it. So with functional training, like the steel mace, you start with very basic movements. You even start with body weight movements before you even pick up the mace. And then gradually you build up on the skills and you build up on complexity. You start getting heavier maces. So it's a very gentle, gradual process, which often is challenging for people. They want everything now or yesterday, but it kind of builds, patience and just. And I think that's how the human body was designed, to acquire skills gently and carefully, slowly over time, to really build on the basics. Because when people push too much, too quickly, they often end up injured, especially in
Sure.
midlife. So it's that's probably what I love about it, that I used to run classes where I had up to 10 people, and there was literally complete beginners to people in the middle to professional athletes. And I could, they all did the same workout, but they did different versions of the exercise. They were working with different weights. So, you can get a club bell from anywhere from 5 pounds to 45 pounds. It's a big difference. So it's incredibly versatile way to train
Sounds
for
like it. Very
anyone.
good.
Yeah. So Jana, there were a lot of, not just women, but a lot of people that have bone mass loss over time, through osteopenia or osteoporosis. Would you recommend this type of exercise for those people?
Absolutely. So the best way how to prevent and even reverse osteoporosis or osteopenia is you need to stress your bones. So the human body is incredibly adaptable. If you are sitting around and not doing much, your body knows that. It doesn't need to build strong bones. If you are doing load-bearing exercises, and they could even be squats and push-ups, you don't need to be picking up tools. You can just do it body weight. Even walking to an extent with a little bit of upper body work will work. As soon as you start loading your bone, it sends a signal to your brain, oh, I need to make stronger bones because she's lifting really heavy things. So the body adapts incredibly quickly. And there are studies showing that even for people in their 60s, 70s, they can reverse, obviously not completely, but they can reverse the effects of osteoporosis by strength training. So I know that a lot of people are into pills and potions and sprays and stuff, but honestly, the cheapest, the best way how to build strong bones is by stressing them in some way. Because the bone just, it's not going to magically just suddenly, if you're loading it all the time, it will always build more cells and more connections, and it's more tight. So, I know that, by aging, we are losing a little bit. So obviously your bones, even with strength training, are not going to be the same when you were 20 and then when you were 60. But in terms of preventing the disease to the point where every time you fall, you break a bone, you can absolutely prevent that. That is completely preventable.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So If you see the picture behind me, you probably think I'm nuts, but I used to run ultra marathons, 50 milers, and in my 30s and 40s. So presumably that would have helped, or would that have helped me build up strength in my leg bones, do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It will also help you with mobility and injury prevention.
Sure. Well, I think you're right because I'm 73 now and I walk 5 mornings a week, a very brisk walk, and I'm now walking carrying weights as well to give a better workout. And I was sort of trying to calculate when you said you lifted 1.5 times your body mass. I cut wood and lift logs, not quite, not 1.5, but some of them are close to my body mass at the age of 73. So
That's
I'm
impressive.
probably pushing my luck a little bit. But what I'm really intrigued about the mace, why you started working with a mace. Kettlebells and that, I can understand, barbells, all those not conventional weights. But the mace is something quite different. And it's not a symmetrical, well, it's symmetrical, but it's also eccentric because it's got a more weight on one end than the other. And while I'm talking, I've got your website on my other computer, and I'm watching you standing on the beach. And I'm really envious seeing you standing on the beach in the sun. And that you've got a mace there. Is that one of the heavier ones? Because that's giving you quite a workout.
Yeah, you can see that, right? How they would
Yeah. Oh,
hit your
yeah.
body from all directions. Yes.
Yeah.
So I love kettlebells and I love club bells. They were my first love because steel mace came to TechFit quite recently. That wasn't when I qualified, when I certified in
Okay.
2017. The steel mace wasn't part of the TechFit system, but other incredible coaches came on board and injected the steel mace training into TechFit, and I just fell in love. I love the kind of the emotional component of feeling like a warrior, because it is a warrior weapon.
Oh, of
It's that's
course.
what it is. It's been around for absolutely thousands and thousands of years, because the first primal humans will lash a rock onto a stick and use it as a weapon and a
Yeah.
tool. So primal humans were using pretty much steel mace, but I think the first pictures were from like 2, 3,000 years ago in kind of some Asian countries, and they used it in India, Persia a lot, as a for wrestlers and warriors, so for soldiers, for fighters.
Right.
And so I love, there is something about it. When you put it in people's hands or when you grab it, you feel powerful. You feel there's something in our DNA, I think, that the steel mace really talks to. I think it's that kind of primal human DNA. So I
Right.
love the kind of, I put it in women's hands and they suddenly get this look and they look fierce, and this is such a nice feeling. But in terms of, the human optimization, I think that it is just the most superior tool
It's
to
wonderful.
use.
So, Yana, what weight do you start when you get someone who's not very fit? What weight mace do you give them to start with?
So I generally start them on 4 kilos or 7 pounds, so
7 pound
quite
4 kilos. Okay,
large.
that's not bad to start with. And then how far do you go up? For instance, what weight do you of a mace do you use?
So I use at the moment 6 and 8 kilo mace. So that's
Okay.
in pounds, about double that.
Yeah.
Yes,
So
but
you use
that's taken me years, because
13 to 18 pounds. That's quite heavy.
yeah, and you can go, I've seen people working with 30, 40 pound maces, some
Wow.
men, some of my colleagues. I mean, it's brutal, because it doesn't work the same way as a dumbbell. When you grab
No.
a dumbbell, you can easily go up 1 pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, because it's very close to your body, right? You're not
That's
really.
right.
But when you grab the mace and you start swinging it around the whole body, every single pound at the end added onto the ball, it's going to have a phenomenal different loading on your body.
Of
So
course.
sometimes people order really heavy mace because they think, oh, it's like dumbbells or barbells, I'll be fine. And they pick it up and they realize that it's nothing like they've ever held in their hands
Yeah.
before. So even athletes and even very strong people, I still start them on a 4 kilo mace,
Yeah.
because they need to build the skills. They need to be able to transition it from movement to movement. It's a little bit like kind of martial arts,
Yeah.
yoga,
Yeah.
dance.
Speaking of martial arts, actually, just looking at you do swinging the mace on your website, I was going to ask you if there's a component of self-defense training in this.
Yeah, so it was a warrior weapon. So it was obviously designed to kill and to defend yourself
Right.
with. And I actually coach quite a few martial artists. One of my clients here in Wellington is a black belt in karate, and it really speaks to her. And she was talking to me about when we are, faced with having to defend ourselves. So if you get attacked, it's very good to be looking for some tools to help you defend yourself with. And she kind of explained to me that because you learn how to work with the steel mace, you will immediately know how to defend yourself with like a stick or something else you can grab because you are familiar with it. It's a dynamic thing in your hand. You know how to swing it. You know how to kind of inflict impact. You know how to put your whole body behind it. So I have actually never thought about that you are building skills to possibly one day defend yourself with, but then I realize that yes, it is. It's, you are so familiar with the mace when you're training with it that you can easily pick whatever that's similar off the ground or in your house and possibly defend yourself. So yeah, that's interesting you brought it up, Kathleen. Yeah.
There's a huge psychological aspect to that as well, that if I was walking along that beach that I'm looking at with you swinging the mace, believe me, if I came anywhere near you, I'd be really respectful, right? But the psychological aspect that I see, and you've covered it, is for a woman particularly who's comfortable handling a stick or piece of pipe, a fencing pole, whatever you name it, a big wrench. The effect of that, seeing her confidence handling it on someone who wants to attack her, is going to make him think twice, right? Whereas if an attacker is going to attack a woman who has absolutely no skill of handling anything, she's defenseless. Right. So I think it's a very, very valuable training that you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, and a woman who doesn't train with anything wouldn't even think of it that she can
No,
possibly use a
no,
tool
no.
to,
That's
anything,
right.
a stick. Because once you swing something, it's going to become a lot more destructive than when you're
Oh,
just
yes.
picking something passively. So learning how to swing something, it's a very valuable skill. And
Sure.
sometimes we just have to throw things as well. It's building those powerful movement patterns that we should be able to
So,
tap into as humans.
before I forget, and Kathleen will ask you more, do you sell the maces on your website?
No, I don't personally sell the maces. They're
Okay.
available. They're very easily bought all over the world. I have
Okay.
directories for people. Yeah, it's although it seems like a bit of an underground fitness tool, it is actually once you delve into the underground world of functional weapon training, they're actually available on Amazon and through TechFit.
Okay.
TechFit
So
sell them on their website.
there's a huge advantage because if you have one of those in the trunk of your car on the seat and you get stopped by the cops, you can say, no, this is my fitness equipment. I'm going to the gym. Whereas you walk around, drive around with a baseball bat in your car, and then they start asking questions.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
No.
and we're almost out of time, but how do people contact you? So you can contact me. You can just have a look on my website and see what I do. I have tons of freebies available for people as well. If you want to have a bit of a taste of mobility and functional training, I have just put out a new freebie, which is all about for women how to train in sync with their hormones. So you can have a little taste of what I do without committing too much. And then you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. And I have a private exclusive Facebook community where I do free training every single week. And that's where people, women, can access my support for a bit in the easiest way.
Okay. Jana, just tell our audience the name of your website.
It's jana-barrett.com. Jana with a
Okay.
J too.
And on Instagram, how do they find you on Instagram?
It's Yana Movement Coach.
Jana Movement Coach. And on Facebook, the same?
Yeah, Yana Barrett.
Jana Movement. Okay. Got it. All of those will be in the description on whatever platform you are watching or listening to this on. So great. And while I've got the limelight, if I can for a second, tell our audience you've just had another really interesting guest today telling you about both fitness and self-defense and all sorts of good stuff. To make sure you don't miss out on future guests, sign up for our newsletter. We only send you one email a week. We don't overload you. Just hop onto our website, theyakingshow.com. You'll find a form there. And then every week you'll be informed of our speakers coming along. So thank you, Jana, for being with us today. Thank you for listening. And back to Kathleen.
Yes, Yana, thank you so much for being on our show today. And thank you all once again for tuning into our show. If anyone is interested in being a guest on our show, we invite you to visit us again at theyakingshow.com, where you will find the contacts tab. All you need to do is click on that and fill out a short application form, and we would love to hear from you. So until next time, take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.